and there's a little bit of mush in there.
You keep saying those two words like they're a bad thing. I don't understand.
The entire time you were doing the ad for Belissa on the last one and you were waving around the dildos.
Yeah.
I kept picturing the Phil Collins drum. Yeah.
I should honestly do that.
Yeah, that'd be really,
that'd be really fun.
Okay. I think that'd be so good. It's too bad to get copyrighted and we're not allowed to make fun things out of pop culture. But
yeah.
But it would be funny.
Fucking capitalism, man. Mm-hmm. That's too much, man.
Too much, man.
Oof. My feelings are hurt.
Oh, don't talk about it.
I can't talk about it. Yeah.
Don't talk about it.
I can't talk about it, but I feel like it's one of those if you know, you know things. Anyways.
Speaking of if you know, you know, it's crazy that you don't know what we're talking about today, but I do. I have.
He told me sit down and open the whiteboard on the tablet. I did. And I was like, okay.
Do you want to just get in? Are you dying to know? Or no. do you want to advance? You got?
Hold on. I want to show you something first.
Oh, show me something. Is it a penis? Are you drawing a penis? You drew a penis.
That's for you.
I feel like since like the dawn of time, we've been drawing dicks.
Yeah. They're funny looking.
They are funny. One of my friends at work, actually is a woman. I don't know why that's an actually. Well, just because where I work.
So there's a lot of men where you work.
There's a lot of men where I work. But she draws dicks, but makes them like bats and dinosaurs and
that's funny.
Like spaceships and stuff. It's kind of like from Superbad when he draws dicks on it. He is like, it's in the first like 10 minutes of the movies. And you have never seen.
I've never seen Superbad.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's really not that big of a deal. It was a big deal like when it came out.
There's a lot of movies that I haven't seen.
But like now it's like very. It's whatever. It's fine. You know?
It's whatever. It's fine.
It's whatever. It's fine. That's how I feel.
I'm like
it.
Weirdly out of breath for some reason.
I am too. I don't know why.
Are we being poisoned?
Is the air off?
Maybe.
Is it the anticipation? Possibly.
Possibly. I think it also was that I was like wrestling my sweatshirt for a minute there.
Yeah.
I feel like.
You don't want a nip slip.
That too.
Oh.
The shirt that I'm wearing. It's really cute. It has like a little.
It's actually the cutest.
Yeah, it has one of your little. It
has one of our friends on it.
Axel Waddle. But I remembered as we were sitting down that the shirt, it makes like these sort of like puckers. Weird because my boobs aren't big enough to fill it out anymore.
What a sentence.
And so when it does that, it shows more of my boobie than I think is probably prudent. So I was like, oh, I'll just put my sweatshirt on. And then I forgot. That I'm like fucking not in the mood to be wearing. It's just like when you have a hood on, but you're like not in the mood to have a hood.
Yeah.
And it's like all in your neck. Yeah.
I like it. I like it when it's like cold and like it's like a little scarf. Like I use like a scarf.
I'm not cold. So I was like trying to wrestle this hoodie on. But it's very cute. If you want a hoodie, this says Girl Defiled. It's very funny.
They're very comfortable. I will say, is that Bonfire or who is that? Yeah, the quality of shirts from Bonfire is actually
the
really
Bonfire
nice,
merch
God.
Is so good, and I made these and I'm quite partial to them. So if you want some cute merch, go check
that out.
It's
your baby.
Yeah.
Speaking of babies.
Yeah.
Are you ready to get into today's topic?
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna do this. So here's what I need you to do. Can you write the numbers 1 through 10 on?
In what? Organization.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Is your mind clear of all things?
I guess. I don't know. I'm stressed. Can you just tell me what it is?
I'm going to tell you a food and I need you to rank it. And the category is going to become very clear very quickly.
But I won't know what's coming next.
Yes. Do you remember?
That's not fair.
Do you remember these?
Yeah.
I thought we could do this because
oh my God.
All right.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Hash browns.
Okay. One being the best. Right?
There, yeah. One would be number one. 10 would be fucking kick it to the curb. And will you please share the number you chose with the class?
7.
Okay.
I wrote hash rounds. It's fine.
Hash rounds. Potato chips.
Okay, that's 8.
Okay.
Don't judge me.
Potato wedges.
Oh, no. 9.
Okay. I feel like I know where this one's going to go. Scalloped potatoes.
Oh, that's like 4.
Really?
Oh wait, no, scalloped potatoes.
Those are the ones that are cut like they're slat like thin.
Those are 6.
Okay. They're basically like scalloped potatoes are basically like macaroni and cheese, but
yeah, but I was going to say they're cheesy,
potato
right?
And cheese.
Okay,
yeah,
6.
Okay. Sweet potato fries.
Oh, 3.
Okay.
Okay.
Tater tots.
4.
Okay. French fries.
2.
Okay. Potato skins.
5.
Okay. How many do you have left?
2.
Okay. Baked potato?
No, damn it. Baked potatoes, I guess, go 1. What's the last one?
Sweet potato fries.
I already wrote sweet potato fries.
Sweet potato fries, potato skin, scalloped potatoes, potato wedges?
Yeah, I have potato wedges at 9.
Fuck, mashed potatoes. Oh, I did you dirty.
I guess mashed potatoes go at 10, but that's not how I feel.
That's crazy.
That's not how I feel at all. Oh, you burned me.
You're
going to
get
so
a chance.
Good.
You're going to get a chance to redo this. That's okay. Fine. All right. So this week we're talking potatoes.
Okay.
So I thought we could do a little deep dive. Like, why? Like, when you think of any meal, mm-hmm. what comes with it?
A side.
And what is that side normally going to be?
I guess a lot of sides are potatoes. Huh?
Potatoes. What do you have with a burger?
French fries.
What do you have with a steak?
Mashed potatoes.
Or a baked potato? Thanksgiving? Baked potato.
Yeah.
Mashed potatoes?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of some other examples. What other some foods obviously like, but I mean like most, I think honestly, and I know obviously they're like potatoes, like potatoes didn't immigrate here, but the Irish immigrated here.
Yes.
But like potatoes are like kind of like American food.
Is that where potatoes really came from? Is Ireland?
I mean like, I think, well, in my research that I found.
Oh, okay, because I don't know.
The influence of potatoes, well, really, really, the influence of potatoes from Irish immigrants mm-hmm. and stuff coming over,
yeah,
and obviously sharing their recipes and stuff.
Yeah.
But really, from what I found, it sounds like McDonald's actually was really, because...
That can't be true.
Yeah, the fast food, when they're mm-hmm. burger and fries was like, because think about it, what are potatoes? There's so many things. But they're cheap, easy to prepare, and they taste really good.
I was like, they're potatoes. No, I don't know. Yeah. I'm too autistic for this conversation.
Do you want to redo your list now?
Yeah.
Okay. Where do you want to, where you set it right? Set the record straight.
Let me move this. I'm just going to make a second list.
Yeah.
I have a revised list.
Okay. Speaking of revised list, I would love if everyone else before, because I would love for you to just make some, because we're gonna have some arguments here, I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
What are your top 10 ranked potatoes? Or like, what are your top 10, like top 5?
I already know that Eric's going to yell at me for potato chips not being higher.
I don't like potato chips. I don't either. It's like eating air. It's like how I feel about the CineSticks from Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's nothing. It's like eating nothing.
Well, they're just like too salty to me. And they're like not very like substantial. And then they're just like kind of like, I'm not really a savory person.
Fair. Yeah, so, you're not. You're definitely not.
Because that's the thing, too. Like, the potato dishes that I like are things that are, like, more substantial mm-hmm. or things that are, like, fried well.
Oh, yeah, fried well.
Potato chips are, like, not fried good.
Because potatoes...
Like, too greasy.
Potatoes are literally the perfect vehicle mm-hmm. for everything.
Mm-hmm. And also, to be clear, when I'm thinking of potato chips, I'm thinking of, like, the classic Lay's potato chip, like, the plain potato
yes,
chip.
Yes, of course. Not, because, like, homemade. Like,
yeah, well, and, like, I do love, like, a good, like, sour cream and onion or, like, the... Mm-hmm. sour cream and cheese ones.
Sure.
Those are like fine on occasion, but like that's not what I'm thinking of when I think of potato
chips. I can eat like 5
chips.
Of them and I'm like, I'm good, I'm fine.
I still would rather choose something else, honestly.
Totally. Okay. So the list stands. So let's, what's your new list then now? And then if everyone else, I would love to hear what everyone else's opinions are.
Should I read 10 to 1 or
yeah,
1 to
10? Yeah, do 10. Yeah.
Okay. So at number 10, potato wedges.
Really?
They're not good. I'm sorry. They are
compared to scalloped potatoes.
They're firmer than mashed potatoes, and they're softer than fried like French fries.
Okay,
and the skin on them is like weird and mushy.
No, it's not. Not if it's fried
it's
well.
Like, it's like lacking all of the good qualities of other potato things.
I
feel like potato wedges have done potatoes really dirty. Honestly, number 9 is hash browns.
Hash browns at number 9 is actually crazy.
They're not good. I'm sorry. There's like one bite.
So you don't like when I make hash brown eggs for us?
I like those because they're not meant to be crispy and they're mixed with eggs and cheese. Those are different. Hash brown casserole and like hash browns mixed with other things. It's not the same as like, because I'm thinking like, again, with the potato chips, I'm thinking like classic like diner hash browns. where they serve them, where they have like the little crispy bit on the top. There's one bite of those that are good. And then the rest of it is just like soft potatoes with no flavoring, no mixing.
Like normally you have to add salt.
There's no extra, but I shouldn't have to add salt and pepper. If I have to add salt and pepper.
I agree. I stand by
then
this.
Then it's lower on the list.
You use my own rules against me.
Thank you.
Fine.
Number 8 is scalloped potatoes.
That's fair.
Because
I think done well.
They're like fine. They're okay. They're cheesy. You know,
I think we're choosing the average of this. Like, of course, like all these foods done super well.
Yeah, but
it could be good.
I mean, you know, that's like the saying or the same thing as like the most amazing artisanal potato chips.
Of course.
Like, of course, those could be done well, but yeah. I'm probably not going to eat those.
Okay.
You know, those aren't available at your local gas station.
Fair.
Number 7 is potato chips.
Okay. I stand by that.
If you will. Again, I just don't think that they're that good. Number 6, potato skins. We're starting to get into stuff that I actually like now.
Okay. Potatoes, because it almost gets, well, it's the best part of the potato. Actually, did you know that most of the nutrients in the potato are in the skin?
Yes.
Yeah, I had no idea about that.
Yeah, that's why it's good to make, when you make mashed potatoes, to leave the skins on.
I mean, I thought the skins were just like the best tasting part, period.
If they're cooked well.
Now, are these potato skins, can you take the potato skins, but that's with the potato still in them, right, too, obviously?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Potato skins, I'm thinking again, like the sort of TGI Fridays situation.
Yeah, they're basically a boat to transfer.
Yeah. There's a little bit of potato left. There's potato skin on the outside.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's like cheese, bacon, sour cream, maybe chives if we're feeling frisky.
Yeah. Okay, totally agree. Right? Yeah, those slap.
I think the nice thing about them too is that they're versatile, right? And they can be turned into other things.
Yes.
Also, because
the addition
of
meat.
Yes.
Also then two.
Exactly.
Especially barbecue.
Yeah. Number 5 is tots. Mm. I just don't find them that alluring. Like, they're good. I do like tots, but not as much as some of the other things.
I do love, though, when you think about it, because, oh, you know what is such a shame, and I meant to change it on this list, was fucking waffle fries.
Waffle fries in here, those are way higher.
I made this outline weeks ago now.
That's fair.
And so I was quickly, damn it.
That would have been much higher on the list.
Because waffle fries, if we're being frank,
waffle
are my number one.
Waffle fries are delicious.
But
The thing about tots, though, is that they're essentially hash browns, right? Except that they've actually been fried so that they're fucking crispy and salty.
Which is good. Are you saying that like it's a bad thing? Why are you saying that like it's a bad thing? Why is
hash
that a bad
browns
thing?
Hash browns are goopy soft.
They don't have to.
There's one bite of hash browns typically that's actually good, and the rest of it is like almost raw.
Are you fucking with me right now? Where are we getting raw hash browns at? Fine. IHOP, Denny's. Like,
have you? I was gonna say, have you ever been to Denny's?
Fine. I don't make them like that, but that's fine. You're right. You're not wrong. They are,
but also
soft.
The time that it takes to make hash browns actually crispy, like all the way through.
What are mashed potatoes then? Soft.
But they're like uniformly soft though. They're soft because they're meant to be.
You have an answer for everything, don't you?
Well, they're soft because they're meant to be, not because they're not made well.
Good point. Good point. All right.
That's different.
Continue. Good point. That's a good point.
So tots are hash browns, but actually made crispy and salty. And there's a little bit of mush in there.
You keep saying those two words like they're a bad thing. I don't understand. Continue. You're making me frustrated.
Mashed potatoes are number 4.
Really? Number 4 for you?
Yeah.
Is it because you're on a... Let me keep going before I ask a question.
Let me cook. Yeah.
Literally.
Number 3 is sweet potato fries.
Oh,
I love sweet potato fries.
With a good mustard.
Sweet potato fries with mustard is so good.
It's, oh, God.
But also.
Especially when they're all like they've been desaturated correctly or like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing about sweet potato fries that I like is that they're actually a fry that I can tolerate being a little bit mushy. You know, they don't have to be like
super
crispy.
I love when you can bend
crispy.
Them and make like a U out of them and you can get like a fucking spoon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, fuck, man.
But they're sweet. And so I think they go with a different type of dish than your regular sort of standard russet potato fries would. And they're just fun. I think they're just fun.
They are just fun.
Okay, so my number 2, you're going to be surprised by this.
Is baked potato?
Mm-hmm.
You put mashed potatoes above baked potatoes?
No.
No, you did say mashed potatoes. What's number 1 then? French fries?
You really put French fries
above baked potato?
Yeah.
Explain, please.
Okay, so baked potatoes. I've been on a jacket potato hyperfixation, if you will.
They're so good.
They're really good.
We basically bought a new air fryer. Our other air fryer had to go because we literally were having to use
broken.
A spatula because
to jam it shut.
The thing, the button you have to push up for it to work.
Yeah.
We have used it so long for so many years that it wore a thing. So normally it would push up.
But let's say this is the front of the air fryer.
Yes.
Right. And there's a door that like
you
opens and closes.
Like how water erodes at rocks.
Do you want me to explain it?
Yeah, I like explaining things with you too.
I can tell. So the front of the air fryer, the door opens like this, right?
And I'll get a sideways view too.
Thank you. So when you close it, the top of the like closing thing in the air fryer, there's like a little button up here.
Do we need to explain this? Do we need to explain this?
Yes. There's a little button up here that when you push it in, it's like the washing machine. You push the button in and that is what tells the air fryer like, okay, it's safe to start warming up. But ours is so old or was so old that the plastic around the button had been worn down from the door closing, opening and closing so much that you couldn't push the button closed anymore.
So it wouldn't turn on.
So we had to take a wooden spoon and like jam the lid up so that it would push the button shut and then the air fryer would start.
But then
the air fryer got hot and then the plastic would like get softer, then it would like sag and it wouldn't,
it would
cooking. Like turn itself off. So I was trying to cook baked potatoes in there
for
like,
for a long time.
You know, an hour, cause that's how long they take. And after like 20 minutes, it would turn itself off. So I eventually got frustrated and just started jamming a fucking wooden spoon in there.
Which smart, ingenious, truly ingenious.
But it was really frustrating.
Yeah, we bought a new air fryer, and so we've been killing the baked potatoes.
But the thing about a baked potato is that, again, they're very versatile.
Mm-hmm.
There is a clear delineation between what's meant to be crispy and what's meant to be soft.
Okay.
The outsides, like the skin, is meant to be crispy. The little tiny bit of potato underneath the skin is meant to be like crispy and caramelized. And then the rest of the potato is meant to be like buttery and
soft.
You're
kind of describing a tot.
Yes, that's why I like them.
A tater tot. You're describing a tot.
Yeah, that's why I like
outside them. Outside crispy. You did put tots higher, I guess.
Yeah.
Fine.
Tots are number 5.
Yeah, fair, fine.
I like tots more than I like hash browns.
Go on. Continue.
The other thing about a baked potato is that the soft part holds itself together. So when I stick my potato, or my fork rather, into a potato to get a bite of it, there is a good amount of potato on my fork that you can easily put into the old gullet. Hash browns, because they're these little pieces of potato confetti that haven't been cooked enough to be like soft so that they've congealed together, but they're not cooked enough to be crispy so that they stay together. You're chasing around these little bits of confetti potato that don't go on your fork easily. They don't taste good. They're too soft. They're not salty. And they're just kind of fucking amorphous. They don't do anything. They don't add anything to anything good. The only types of hash browns that I like are the ones that we get from Trader Joe's that are like the McDonald's hash browns where it's like a little oval-shaped thingy.
But at that point, it's basically just a big french fry or big tater tot.
Yes, it's a big tater tot.
It's a big tater tot.
Yeah,
it's
not really a hash brown.
It's a hash brown because
which is why I rated tater tots as 5 and hash browns as 9. Because
also, quite frankly, too, we didn't even have like latkes on here.
Yeah.
Or
I've never had a latke, actually.
Potato cakes, I think, are like the white version. I don't know what the difference. I used to make potato cakes growing up.
I've never had those.
But it's basically a mashed potato fried.
Sounds delicious.
So then it's like baked, mashed.
My feet are asleep.
Also, you probably don't need your list anymore.
Okay.
I'm very curious to see where everyone else ranked. So French fries are number 1.
What's yours?
Number 1 for me would be waffle fries, I think.
They're not on here.
I know, and I fucked up.
Okay,
really
I didn't get to rate waffle fries, so you have to rate
all right,
without
do you want me to do
fries.
A list too then real quick? Okay.
You do yours.
Well, let's do some history. Let's get behind. I wanted to share some history on potatoes too, because I thought that would be fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
I learned some stuff actually about the potato famine in Ireland that was really troubling.
Oh, did you really?
We should talk about, yeah.
Oh, I mean, this would be the episode to talk. Do you have that ready to off the cusp?
Yeah, off the cuff is the word. I just want you to know things.
Off the cuff, off the cusp.
No,
did I say cusp?
Yeah.
No, I'm wrong.
It's off
I'm wrong.
Yeah, the potato famine in Ireland wasn't actually a famine. Like,
oh my God, you told me about this.
Well, I mean, there was a famine, to be clear. That did happen. But the thing that happened is that potatoes, like the crop, became infected with something that was called blight
I
think.
Yeah.
And that obviously created an issue in terms of like supply and like the amount of potatoes that people were able to eat and things like that. And so they called it a potato famine. But part of the reason that like the Irish are so insistent about like educating people about like the potato famine correctly is because really what happened is that the British Empire watch as Irish people died and like did not offer them any support, did not provide them with any relief, and basically just said,
eat fucking dirt.
Yeah. Literally. So there was a structure at the time in Ireland where people could go to these things called workhouses.
Oh, yeah.
Which is basically like the idea of the worthy poor. It's very like Elizabethan England kind of a thing.
Oh.
Where like if you were poor in like the derogatory sense, that you could go to a workhouse where they would feed you and house you in exchange for backbreaking work. But people who prior to the famine were able to support themselves and their families, having like basically lost their food and for some people their jobs and things, ended up having to be in workhouses. And so workhouses became overloaded. And it was like this whole sort of thing.
Snowballing.
Yes, where it was like things sort of like, you know.
Yeah.
Kerplinko down the thing.
Is that great ref, great ref.
Is that the game? Yeah.
Kerplunk. Kerplinko.
Plinko. Kerplunk and Plinko are different.
I think so.
Plinkoing, yeah, down the thing.
Literally put the little sticks in there and then, yeah.
Yeah. Where it began to sort of like in a downward spiral affect people. And the British Empire did not offer the Irish people any help or relief because at the time the British thought was that Irish people were lesser, that they were like dirty and uneducated and like lesser beings. And so they weren't really like that bothered to help Irish people survive because they, a lot of the sentiment at the time apparently was that like Irish people deserved it for being like dirty and gross.
White people will find a way to be racist even to other white, like it's
truly compounds. So yeah, the potato famine is not like this, oh, it's so sad, you know, like it was, we couldn't help it. Like they could have helped, like the British Empire could very much have helped the Irish people. Yeah. And that's also part of why, there was like, not the only reason, obviously there's many reasons, but part of why there was like such tension between the British, like being incorporated into the like British Empire, the United Kingdom or whatever, and maintaining their own like sovereignty as the Irish, like an Irish nation.
Speaking of too, I had the thought the other day too, kind of in the same regard, especially towards like old Britain and stuff, is that like, honest to God, like the true American patriots and stuff, you know the type. I feel like back in the day would have been like, oh, I think we should actually keep paying taxes to Daddy Britain.
Yeah.
Like actual bootlicking.
Yes, ass definitely. Fucking, well, that's the thing that's so funny. It's like rah-rah America, but like their belief system is very much like we should respect the British Empire. Like if they had been alive at that time, they would have been
like, guys,
people.
Don't throw the tea in there.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Those people work really hard for that tea.
Mm-hmm. Fucking bootlickers. Can't stand that shit.
They're not revolutionaries at all.
Are you ready to learn about some potatoes?
Yes.
Okay. So there's nothing super crazy in depth because it's potatoes, but I figured it was just like a fun little.
It's an interesting thing piece of history for funsies. Nonetheless. Yeah.
So obviously we started talking about it a little bit, but potatoes really are like the perfect, cheap, easy, versatile food.
Yeah.
There's not really
russet
any meal.
Potatoes especially.
There's not really any meal that doesn't pair with a potato or that you couldn't prepare potatoes in a way that would fit the meal.
The other thing about potatoes that's cool is that they bulk up meals.
Like, oh my God, yes.
Growing up, obviously, like we were poor. So
yeah.
My mom, when she would make like red chili and green chili, like Mexican chili. Yeah. If we didn't have enough, because meat was expensive, she would just add potatoes.
Yeah.
She would add vegetables and stuff too, but it's like a really good, hearty thing to sort of bulk out anything.
I mean, like breakfast burritos and stuff too. You throw some potatoes in there and it's like, damn, you got.
But it's like filling meat, then.
Yeah.
Right. And it's also like, it doesn't feel like you're being sort of shortchanged.
No, definitely not.
It's like,
there's just nothing like potato and eggs.
I know.
There's just
really
nothing
like,
that.
Yeah.
So I think that's the thing for me. Like hash browns, I feel like would be higher, but they're higher because they pair well with eggs.
There's so many other types of potatoes that pair better with eggs, though.
Like
the tater tot hash browns.
But those are hash browns then.
Like home fries.
Home fries.
Like,
but home fries are basically just scalloped potatoes
like
with no
Mexican,
sauce.
Like papas.
Papas. Okay, that's fair.
I would rather eat those all freaking day long than freaking hash browns.
Yuck. I also found another interesting statistic. How many pounds of fries do you think Americans eat a year on average?
Pounds?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. Let me think. So on average, I would assume one russet potato is probably like a pound, right?
A russet potato does not weigh a pound.
Uh-huh. They're like pretty.
No way a russet potato weighs a pound.
A pound is less than you think it is.
I think a pound is more than you think it is. We're going away. We have russet potatoes.
Well, I'm thinking like, because if you pick up like a 2 pound dumbbell, right?
I don't even know what a two.
That's like not
even.
Well, that's like pretty light.
Yeah.
Like a 1 pound dumbbell is like, mm-hmm. like you know.
Okay, you know what? Maybe you're onto something here.
Yeah.
What's the average weight of a potato? Nah, I gotta Google. Let me Google the average weight of a potato.
Okay. Because it's really not that hard for me to sit and eat like one baked potato by myself, you know?
7.5 ounces. A little less than 1 pound. Dang it.
Okay.
Okay, fine. Okay, okay, okay.
So
okay.
Let's say with like some of the little, you know, chintzy boo-boo potatoes, little baby ones, mm-hmm. they're probably like 3/4 of a pound, okay, right?
Fair.
We'll say a pound just because it's easier
How
to multiply.
How many potatoes does it take to make a regular size of french fries, do you think?
Well, I'm thinking like an In-N-Out, you know how they make the, yeah, with the chunk machine.
Also, it's crazy. In-N-Out has been around for so many years. The In-N-Out in our neighborhood, that line will be wrapped. That line, I'm not even exaggerating. That line will be 25 cars deep.
Yeah.
It goes out of into the park, like well into the parking lot. Thank God they have
it's
that
fascinating,
parking lot.
Honestly. I'm not waiting that long.
I
controversial take. I don't think In-N-Out is that good.
I don't know what food I would wait that long for.
It's like fine.
Because also normally by the time we're eating, it's the ADHD thing. We're like, we need to eat food now.
Well, but even then though, like if I was, like if somebody gave me In-N-Out, right?
I would be happy.
I'd be like, okay.
Thank you.
Sure. Yeah. But if somebody was like, oh, do you want to eat In-N-Out or do you want to eat like Freddy's? I'm choosing Freddy's.
Freddy's has kind of been hitting the spot lately. It's right across the
Freddy's
street, too,
really
which is crazy.
Good. The anyways. Ice cream at Freddy's. Or Culver's, too.
We're off track. We're off track.
It doesn't matter. Oh. Okay, anyway, so the Churchunk thing.
Yes.
So I think one of those potatoes is probably like a full basket of fries.
Oh, really? Like in a fryer? Or like...
Like a portion.
Okay.
The little,
okay.
The little tray
Let's
things
use
that they
average.
Give you.
Let's say one potato per...
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's, I mean, how many people are in America? Like hundreds of millions, right?
Well, I mean, this is the average American, like the average single person. How many pounds of potatoes do
oh,
you think
do
you
we
and me,
eat in 1 year?
Do you think you and me eat? You were really about to, I honestly, I should have just let you cook.
Yeah.
And see what you came up with because you were really breaking this down.
Yeah, I'm trying impressed. To make an educated guess. Okay.
Yeah, how many
so
potatoes do you
So let's
and me
say
eat?
That the average American eats out like what, 3 times a week, 4 times a week probably?
Also, after we talked about this now, I thought this number sounded crazy. And now I'm like, this number is probably even higher for us because.
Yeah. Okay. So 4 times a week, let's say one of those times they don't eat french fries. So 3 times a week, that's like 1 pound per week.
Okay.
And there's 52 weeks in a year.
Yeah.
So 52 times three is what? 150.
52 times three would be
150 pounds.
Yeah. Fucking, that's crazy. That's crazy. 30 pounds. I think you just told on us. I think you really just fucking told on us a lot.
Yeah.
We
eat french fries every time we eat out,
you
though.
You and me, no, but you, I don't eat french fries like that, but at home, you and me are probably eating like 50, 60, 70 pounds of potatoes.
That's not true.
If your affliction keeps up this year with the jacket potatoes.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say, is that jacket potatoes has been a recent.
Yeah,
thing.
I know, but I'm saying this is like your Spotify Wrapped. Uh-huh. If you eat that jacket potato.
I should keep track of it.
If you eat. You should keep track of it.
How many jacket potatoes? I'll give you guys a graph at the end of the year.
If you, at your current rate right now, because I think we buy like 3 a week. I mean, like that's 3 pounds.
It's been 2 weeks. So.
Since your affliction started?
Yeah. So I've had 6 potatoes so far.
So that's 6 pounds, right? And they're like probably 5-ish because you buy little guys.
Yeah, I buy small ones so I can eat them all.
I bet we probably put back some spuds.
Yeah.
We've probably taken a good spud like.
And I'm trying to think like how often do we eat potatoes? Because other than jacket potatoes, we don't really eat potatoes at home that much. Because they're kind of a lot. Like they're hard to cook.
I love it.
I was thinking. You asked me a question. I'm just going to pull an answer out of it.
No, I love. I love. You're very analytical. I think if anyone ever questions your commitment to science and like good information, like reference this episode, please.
Wrong.
Obviously, they're comfort food royalty.
Yes.
Well,
they're deep friable.
Oh,
they
my God.
Deep fry
they
deep fry really well.
So well. Well, I think it's that perfect. It's like you talk. I think that's why. I mean, it makes sense why french fries are perfect because you have the heart, especially beer battered french fries. That crispy outside with that soft, soft inside.
Yeah.
And also, too, and I always stand by this, any food that I love is probably a vehicle for some sort of sauce.
Yeah.
Ketchup, mustard, ranch.
Yes.
Sour cream-based thing. What do you mean? Why did you...
Ketchup.
Ketchup and french fries is classic, whether you want it to be or not. You don't have to like it, but it is classic.
Okay, but I'm not allowed to make that face because I don't think it's good.
It's not offensive like that. I don't think it's nearly warrants. That is a gross overreaction, I fear.
Ketchup's not good. I'm sorry.
Okay, maybe that's a whole nother episode.
Tomatoes.
Also, their historical importance, obviously, for all the aforementioned reasons. Yeah. But also, like, for instance, like during times like the Great Depression, they're easy, cheap, reliable food that also, like, again, it's versatile. So, like, it's that balance of, like, taste.
Yes. Continue. Go on. No, I interrupted you.
No. That's why I have little, why my things are just little snippets.
Oh. All I was going to say is that.
Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
All I was going to say is that the nice thing about potatoes, or like something that I love about potatoes, is that they last a really long time.
That is another such a good, I don't even know if because, I have that in my notes, but that is so good.
Don't get me wrong. I think I would be more amenable to eating, like, I don't know, greens and lettuces and all of those things if they were a little bit more fucking hearty, if they wanted it a little bit more.
They
don't.
They just
look at spinach wrong. It's all of a sudden wilting. It's got juice in there.
The juice. Yuck. The black gooky ooky juice.
Yuck. I don't like it. But potatoes, you could leave potato. We had a bag of sweet potatoes. Did you know you could buy 10 pounds of sweet potatoes from Costco for like $8?
We had that bag for a very long time.
I think it was like $5, $6.
Yeah, I know.
We had that bag of sweet potatoes on the counter for weeks.
I think we
did, in fact, eat the last one, too.
It took a long time.
I don't think they went bad, which is rare for us because usually stuff goes bad. Yeah, it was probably a month and a half.
You just get rid of the little roots that they grow. Yeah.
They're like
potatoes are actually fucking incredible.
They're a very hearty crop. And like the outside of a potato still has good vitamins and nutrients in it.
Also, potatoes in soup?
Yes.
Like, that's a way to bulk up a soup.
Creamy potato leek soup? Get out of here.
Get out of here.
It's so good.
I love that you said that. I also didn't know if this is true or not, because I always stand by that, like, crispy food is best food. Tortilla chips. I know potato chips. Oh, the reason snacks are snacks.
Yeah.
The crunch factor.
Yeah.
Like, taquitos or Takis.
Honestly, even most candy bars have some kind of crunch element.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Because crunch, apparently... Crunch scientifically is like in our I'll have to do more research on it because I just have this from another website.
Sure.
But the crunch of a perfectly fried potato triggers satisfaction in the brain, making us crave them more. But also, that's the thing they talk about with snacks too. Remember Paul Hollywood? There's that episode where they're rating snacks. Oh no, it was on, we saw it on TikTok or something where he's rating snacks.
No, him and Prue sat down.
Yeah. And they talk about the crunch and stuff and it makes you want to eat more.
Yeah.
Like stuff that is,
maybe British people aren't weird after all because they like eating their crunchy cookies or biscuits.
I didn't even think of fish and chips. You can't have fish and chips without chips.
Uh-huh.
But
the other thing about potatoes
that
I think is so beautiful, this is similar to soup, that like you can probably experience a good amount of a culture's norms, like their cuisine and their typical flavors through potatoes.
Oh my God, that is so interesting. That's so cool. That is so cool. No, you know? Actually, that's so true.
Like, I think that's really neat.
Oh, okay, so like is gnocchi? Gnocchi's potatoes or no?
Gnocchi is made of potatoes. Yeah, yeah, I think that's okay. Italian. I think that's
like, and then like obviously mashed potatoes is like
that's like
American,
sort of American
British.
Comfort food.
Oh yeah, peas and mash. Or I think mash
mushy peas.
Mushy no, but yeah.
Mushy peas. The British relation to mashed potatoes? Who invented mashed potatoes?
Do you want me to look it up or do we want to just ask? Can one of you guys
tell us who invented mashed potatoes?
Who invented mashed potatoes? Why did I not look up who? I have been looking up where food has originated lately. Nice. Very interesting.
But I mean like latkes, right? Like in Jewish tradition.
Yeah. Yes.
Potato croquettes in like Japanese food.
Is that Japanese?
Which are so good, by the way. Yeah, we need to go there. There's a place here, Kukai, I think is how you pronounce it.
Okay.
We need to go there because before we move because it will literally change your life.
Okay, I didn't know that. Like Japanese culture does potatoes too?
Yeah.
Because that's
and
the thing too.
Fucking amazing.
That's the thing too is rice versus potatoes. It's kind of like the divide.
Yeah.
I can decide. If you made me have to choose, I could never.
That's
because you
fair.
Can even, like rice to me is just as versatile as potatoes.
I don't eat rice like that, though.
Oh, I love rice.
You could put away. You're probably eating hundreds of pounds of rice every year. I'll tell you that much.
I'm fine with that.
We got that big bag of rice from Costco.
I got a little dent in it. I put a good dent in it. I have
it's
stopped
gone.
At the rice cooker. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
I have it divvied up.
There's one plastic container that has rice in it.
No,
still.
No, I have a big bag left. I'll show you when I get home.
Okay, same. But yeah, I think there's like an interesting cultural aspect to potatoes that's really neat.
See, that is such another perfectly...
That's cool.
That is so fucking sick.
Food is so neat.
That's why food is so cool.
I love food.
I think obviously too, Like, you know, also like the fast food chains and stuff. Like, it's no wonder potatoes are everywhere. Yes. Like, yeah. Also, too, the like.
Makes sense that they're cheap, too. I didn't really think about that. But.
The competition between like, because like, we can pick, it's the same food, right? So let's like just like our Wendy's, Jack in the Box, McDonald's,
yeah.
Burger King. They yeah. all, the French fries.
All different.
They all have such uniquely yeah. different characteristics.
That's even like a whole thing.
Like Cane's, the crinkle cut fries.
Yes. Yeah.
But personally, because also like, is a crinkle cut French fry the same as a regular French fry? Or does its characteristics change? Or
honestly,
does that change where you would rank it?
Yes. The reason I ranked French fries as number one is because I'm thinking of like classic shoestring mm-hmm. French fries.
Shoestring crinkle- French fries would be their own thing. Those are not normal.
Yes, they are.
Shoestring French. Those are the Oh, okay, I didn't even
you
put
know what I you know what I mean.
I didn't even put the curly fries on there. That could have changed the game.
Curly fries could have changed it too. Okay, but like classic, like the straight up and down potato
are those
French fries. That's like the cut, yeah.
Regular French fries is what you get from McDonald's. Shoestring are
I'm gonna Google it.
No, dude. Shoestring, that would have to be its own separate category.
Hold on. I'm gonna Google it.
Google it.
True. Shoestring fries are thin crispy potato slices that are deep fried.
Let me see.
What's the difference between shoestring and regular fries? French fries will be around 5 millimeters, while shoestrings are only about 3 millimeters. Okay, so you were right.
Yes. Yes, I know Fair my enough. Spuds.
Okay. So, like, yeah. regular French fries.
We're talking
That's
regular
what I'm thinking of.
Shoestring French fries would be your number one?
No, regular French fries would be my number
Got
one.
Got it. Because I'm like, where are we getting shoestrings at? Because I don't
well,
think we eat
shoestrings. Freddy's has, like, shoestring French fries. They're, like, super thin.
They are super thin. But also, I would still say those are a regular French fry and not a... Shoestrings are curly, I thought.
No.
Okay. Yeah, even Freddy's, like, they all have such different characteristics.
Yeah, yeah. I think we could do our own ranking of, like, different fast food French fries,
now that's
honestly.
A video.
Because I know people are evangelical about, like, the crisscross or the waffle cut fries from oh. Chick-fil-A.
Fuck Chick-fil-A.
I'm not really
shit.
In the business of supporting feckin' homophobes. So.
I don't care. Even if they came out tomorrow, I'm not eating it. I have
I'm not eating
like,
them. I don't care.
They're fine. It's literally fine. But, like, I'm going... Also, even when we were traveling... Looking for a job while I was doing job searching stuff.
Yeah.
We even were still able to find a better chicken sandwich.
Yes.
Like, just go to local, support local places.
Yes.
If you can.
Literally. There's a magazine website situation here that's called Tucson Foodie.
Yeah.
That is the most amazing resource for
oh,
local restaurants
also
and
because
things.
Because we live in, like, of course.
Yes. And?
And?
What I was going to say
continue.
Is that I'm not assuming every city has a Tucson Foodie, but I would assume there's, like, some kind of, like, Instagram page, travel
oh, yeah.
blogger, TikTok account, magazine, website, something.
Well, according to Love is Blind,
compiles all of the local restaurants. So, like, go look at those. Go
also,
look at those and go support your local
yes.
restaurants because it matters a lot.
It cracks me up, too, though, like, on dating apps and stuff, though. Like, being a foodie is, like, the new hiking. Like,
yeah.
like, I, too, enjoy breathing oxygen. Like, I too enjoy eating good food
but
because
also controversial take.
Tell me.
If you have more than like 5 foods on your absolutely will not eat them list, you're not a foodie.
Do people have 5 foods they will not eat? What will I
yes.
not eat? What will I not eat?
And like outside
I won't
of things
eat clams or
like,
oysters.
Well, I mean I'm not yeah, I'm not talking about things that like
well,
I'm not gonna
health.
Eat fucking gefilte fish, right? Like
what's
and
a gefilte
that's just because
fish?
Well they're like the little things it's a Jewish thing.
I would never
and, like,
eat
only
any
because
of the things on my shirt.
I don't fucking know what those are and like that's not typically served in a restaurant. That's like a specific cultural dish. Fish. Right. Like they're in the Jewish food section during
okay,
like Jewish holidays and things like
oh,
that.
I don't want to be.
But,
I don't want to be. I didn't. I just don't know what it is. I don't
no,
want to be offensive.
All I'm saying is that like I'm not talking about those types of things where like that's a very specific cultural food that typically is not
okay,
going to be experienced
okay.
in like your average restaurant,
Got
right?
It.
Like I probably wouldn't eat that because I have zero familiarity with
but
it.
But you would
because
try
it's
it.
Never going to show up on a menu.
Sure, but
yeah, I would try it.
Yeah,
yeah, I probably wouldn't fucking eat a whole plate of it, but like. That's what I'm saying. But like people who insist, like I would never eat a tomato no matter what. I would never eat like a mushroom. Like those are things that show mm-hmm. up in menus pretty consistently. So if you have more than 5 of those things, you're not a fucking foodie. I'm sorry.
Dude, okay. Hell, especially like full, like if you like full blown won't eat certain
yes.
it's dishes.
Not, it's
or...
not that you just like don't like it. It's not that it's not your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Allergies don't count.
Allergies do not count, obviously.
But, like, if you straight up will refuse to eat at a restaurant because they have too many foods on your will not eat list.
That's crazy.
You're not a foodie and I don't fucking, like.
Are people doing that? Are people
yes!
doing that?
Yes. Yes. Oh. There are people
there
who
are
call themselves
eaters.
Foodies and want to eat at, like, fucking, I don't know, Olive Garden exclusively.
It's become a watered down term, I guess. Is yes. The thing, like,
that's what I'm saying.
Like,
yeah. Saying,
like, I enjoy eating out.
Yeah. Or like, I'm a hiker and like hikes once a year.
Like,
that's not, being, no, like, that's not what that is, you know? Like, yeah. That's not.
Also, it's just like, the same. I think it's too, because it's a nice, I understand it too from a a protective factor, and like, you don't want to put too much information out there. Like, it's just like the cookie cutter thing. Totally get it. Like, I don't really like,
yeah,
have too
but
much.
But there's other stuff that you can put on there.
I feel like, right?
I like reality TV. I think fucking astrology is interesting, yeah. Right? I enjoy talking about fucking politics or whatever. I don't know. Like, yeah. There's so many things that you could talk about that are sort of like broader topics. Mm-hmm. You know, I like music. Sure.
Yeah, sure.
But like, if you're looking for something that's like broad, don't choose that when it's not like, that's not actually.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
That would be like me saying that I'm like a gym rat. Because
you have gone before.
No, exactly. Yeah. Or that like I'm a runner because I run like twice a week on a good week. That's not the same. I do like running, but I'm not a runner.
Yeah. That's funny.
Not like that. With like not much? In the way that I'm like, I'm going to train for a marathon. Like miss me with that shit.
I feel like,
you know,
as much as I run, I still wouldn't say I am a runner.
I would say that you are.
No, I feel like I am, but I would never say that about
that's
my.
That's fair. Yeah.
I feel like, I also,
are we
up.
Just being gatekeepy assholes, maybe?
Oh my God. Did we just become gatekeepers? We got to
be gatekeepy assholes.
Speaking of gatekeepy assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think really though, like, I think that's all I had in my, that is all I have in my.
Wow. I'm so glad that I got to share about the potato famine too.
Yeah.
I never thought that would ever come up.
Will you guys
cool.
please share your rankings? Because I'm really curious now. Yes. Yeah. I think for me, do you want me to do a list real quick? Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish I would have put, if you guys want to add waffle fries. Curly fries.
They may need to add waffle fries, but you do not because
I'm sorry that you.
You know.
All right, I'm gonna use the same list you did though. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I said, because I didn't get to, if I had the opportunity to rank waffle fries and crinkle fries.
Where would waffle fries go for you?
Probably like three, right underneath jacket potatoes.
Waffle fries. Waffle fries are number. I'm just gonna give away my number one. Waffle fries are number one, I think, because it perfect combination of crispy, that softness in the middle, but you can fucking
the scoop.
They're like the scoops. They're so fucking effective at mm-hmm. getting sauce in my mouth.
Yeah,
like I just want to fucking consume.
I know. We're a sauce family. We're a condiment
We're a sauce family.
Family.
I did make it kind of quick, and I just closed it. There it is. I did make it kind of quick, but I don't know how I feel totally.
I think sometimes gut decisions are good, though.
But I think this is where I land, as based off the potato options that I have with this list. Okay. Number 10, scalloped.
Really?
I don't like. I haven't met a scalloped potato I like. I guess.
Interesting.
Or that they're like fine. They're like fine. There's other things I would prefer.
Fair enough.
Potato chips should be 10. I don't fuck with potato chips.
Yeah. Same.
Like in the bag.
They're fine.
So I think for me, a lot of the stuff that's coming into it is like how the texture feel on my hand and like the residue left over.
Oh, yes.
I
didn't even think about that, but you're right. The part of my aversion to them is that.
I don't want to fucking touch them. I don't want to touch
them. They're greasy and
Now, put some potato chips on, I almost had a PB&J sandwich. That would not work. But on a lunch meat sandwich, some potato chips and you push them on there and they crush them and they go, that shit's fucking, that's fire.
Fair enough.
Potato skins, I'm fine with. Okay. I feel like, again, this is the thing, if we made them at home, different.
Sure.
Restaurants, it's fine. Like, it's like, it's fine. It's fine. Yeah. 7 is French fries. I kind of don't fuck with French fries like that much.
Seven?
Regular old French fries. Maybe they could be higher, I guess. But I feel like, because I feel like with French fries, for me personally, because you have to like dip them, right? We're not cusping. We're not scooping sauce. We're like applying sauce.
Speak for yourself.
I like you can't. It's like certain types, like.
But also,
wimbly wombly ones.
I just like French fries by themselves.
You like dipping those bitches in ice cream though too.
I do.
That makes it.
But
superior.
I could just eat a French fry, a bunch of French fries on their own. I don't like ketchup like that. So
God, see, I oscillate. It's really a mood thing for me.
Fair.
Personally. I really fuck with potato wedges. They're six. Potato wedges are six for me.
Is it because of this?
Potato wedges are like steak fries are the same,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Sort of. Yeah. Similar.
Well, so like you have that thick cut French fry. A thick cut French fry I much prefer versus a thin cut French fry, personally. Okay. You can get more sauce. More sauce.
It really comes down to the sauce for you.
Yeah.
Like whether they're a good vehicle for other things.
Because also, too, like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I like hash brown. I kind of like when they're mushy like that. I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna fucking say it. With a runny ass egg, salt and pepper.
Ugh. Oh, that's your business.
Baked potatoes number 4. You've got me. That's a lot higher as of because of you lately. But honestly, yeah. A baked potato with some pulled pork and barbecue sauce.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Even just a baked potato with some really good salty butter by itself.
And that I will skin, just eat and that. You,
and it's crackly. Woo.
Oh, shit. That's good.
Oh, so good.
Now, this is the caveat to the thin French fries, sweet potato fries, number 3.
Okay. Oh.
Sweet potato fries is number 3.
Did we both rate sweet potato French fries as number 3?
We did. You did it both times too.
Wow! There's
a good salty mustardy sweet potato is just divine. It's superior.
Delish.
It's fantastic. Delish. Number 2 is mashed, by especially with the way you make them.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, I do make some good mashed potatoes.
Those bitches. But again, with like, I love a good chicken mashed potato bowl.
Oh,
I love, but also yeah, you're right. I view that's mashed potatoes as like the white rice, you know, it's like a resource. It's
propping up.
It helps hold other ingredients.
Okay.
Together. Like okay. Corn and mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
That's good. Peas, uh-huh. Carrots.
No.
Yeah. See, that's fine. That's not fine. Right. Keep your opinions. based on this list for me though, I love a good tot.
Really?
I'm going to put tots at number 1.
Tots are your number 1?
I know. They kind of go against the sauce thing. I understand that. But okay. I love...
The ridges, I think, help you get more
and
sauce.
And the texture thing, though. But I love a good... Like, I love... I could pop those things, you know? Like, I just...
You like popping something in your mouth, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I really
that's
love...
That's really interesting.
I think, too, just because growing up, we had that Sonic right by the high school and stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
There's just something about a nice, salty... Tater tot. I think it's the nostalgia for me too.
Fair.
Like back when remember the burgers we used to get from Sonic?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They were big.
I mean,
I can't tell if it's because we were children and had smaller
hands.
No,
I've had a small hands my whole life. I promise you that all the burgers always look big.
It's shrinkflation. They've gotten smaller.
I will say having small hands does have a benefit sometimes to making stuff appear larger than it actually is.
True.
So, but yeah, no, but those burgers and the tot and a good Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
That's yeah. Summer.
Yeah.
No.
That's true.
That's.
Okay, that's fair. I respect, I think there's a few things that I take issue with
Tell me, which ones?
Potato wedges.
I like the cut.
You know what it is? Potato wedges remind me of like, okay, do you remember that restaurant that was by
Dylan's.
Both of our,
Yeah, I already know. I like them because of that. You don't like those.
It's old people food to me.
Huh?
Potato wedges remind me of food that you get at like the retirement home cafeteria. Because they don't aggravate your dentures.
I used to work in a retirement home cafeteria, and I don't think I ever had.
I'm not saying that's accurate. I'm just saying, like, the vibe to me is, like, don't upset or, like, don't move your dentures, Grandma.
This just in, potato wedges are for old people.
And they just feel like a food that, like, has no...
Wouldn't, in that regard, mashed potatoes be old people's number one? So they go...
Yeah.
With gum them?
Yeah, but I think they're still good, though. I think there's something about the sort of... mismatch in expectations there because again it's the thing mashed potatoes mm-hmm. are meant to be soft
fine okay
but potato wedges are in theory part of this larger umbrella of French fry yes
agreed of course
except that they are never actually crunchy anywhere it's like you're eating mashed potatoes on the inside of a leather casing
well sometimes they're fried too but they don't always have to be fried so sometimes they're just like a potato skin without the
potato skins are usually fried though or baked at least
potato wedges to me are like pickles they're like pickle cut
yeah which is sort of yucky
oh goodness
I don't like them I'm sorry
that's
I
fair
just don't...
I'm not trying to convince you
the textural experience of them is from start to finish a letdown
I wish I could eat all of these as an average and then I feel like I could make a much better
mm-hmm.
we're about to be bringing food on the pod so we could make some real
I'm sure people would love that
we would eat it and then talk. Yeah, any others on here that really...
I mean, I take issue with a couple of them, but...
Yeah, which other ones? I want to know.
Hash browns being that high, I think we're all aware that I take issue with that.
Yeah, you've made it really clear. You don't like hash browns. I promise you, I will never make you hash browns again.
I want you to make me hash browns when you mix them with other stuff.
Wow, here I was thinking, I was like, wow, I'm doing such a sweet little treat for Mickey.
You are doing a sweet thing. And also, if I really took issue with them, I would have said something.
I know you would have. You have no problem telling me when it comes to food.
Yeah, it's like that thing when somebody does something nice for you and it's not like maybe exactly what you would have made for yourself, but it's still good and you still want to share it with them. So you just like,
well,
you know,
if we go to a diner diner, I'll take your hash browns.
Yeah, that's why I always give them to you. I always ask you that.
You do.
When we, wow. Like, I think if I get like really a little. Nice. No.
You don't like them.
No. I mean, I am trying to be nice because I know you want them, but I won't eat them. I just don't.
I feel like we learned something about each other today.
The idea of like splooging a bunch of ketchup on top of hash browns for breakfast.
No, I like it with hot sauce.
Worse.
Or salsa. Salsa sour cream on.
But again, then it's just like a fucking mush pile.
I know, but I like dog food.
You like dog food.
I know. I've seen the dog food. I'm not eating that stuff out of the bag. I've seen it. I don't. It's thank you. No.
Sounds. But I do terrible.
Like mush, like burrito bowls.
Yeah.
Mashed potato bowls.
Yeah.
Fried rice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god! Do you know how much sriracha and mayo you can put in fried rice? Much as you want.
The thing for me though is that if I'm gonna eat like fried rice, I want there to be larger chunks of like chicken or like teriyaki or you know, like something in
you
there.
Want chunks of teriyaki.
You know, like teriyaki chicken, or you know what I'm saying? In there to sort of break up the sort of monotonous teeny, teeny, tiny little bits. And like mashed potatoes, I eat as a complement to something else. Like I'll eat a bite of turkey and then eat some mashed potatoes, right? Or like when we make mashed potato bowls, we put mashed potatoes and then we put corn and then there's cheese and gravy and really then there's like chicken tenders on top. So there's like bits, there's like crunchies. And then usually there's
the combination of both.
French fried onions on top too. So it's like, so there's like a textural variance there that doesn't feel like I'm eating a smoothie, but just thick.
Oh,
I don't like that. The idea of eating the same texture
you hate it so
for my
much.
Whole meal is like very un. It's like not. It doesn't stimulate my brain enough.
It's fine. It's not the same. I think we're devolving a little bit.
That's okay. But yeah, it's fine. You guys get it.
Thank
let us
you.
Know what your favorite potato is. Let me see what your guys' lists are, and don't hold back in yelling at me about
or me
all of my wrong opinions. I'm sure
If you guys like this episode, please actually let me know because I would love to do another food fight episode.
Yeah, we sort of deviated a little today, but I feel like it was
what
fun.
Other,
and it was
is there
necessary.
Other foods you want me to look into or like research?
I can think of a couple.
Yeah. Oh.
Soup.
You want to do. Honestly, I'm down with the food stuff. I'm down. Also, in an attempt
I'm
to.
I'm about
just
to host. Honestly, I should
bring the PowerPoint.
I should bring my PowerPoint.
Okay. Stay tuned for the PowerPoint.
If you're in the Discord, which by the way, link in description, go join the membership.
That
for
was
the
a
Patreon.
Really fun membership. That was a really fun Patreon stream.
Yeah,
day.
We do Patreon only streams every month, or like Discord only streams every month. And one of them was the PowerPoint presentation once, where we all made our own PowerPoints.
Yes.
And mine was about why soup is the perfect food.
I honestly think I didn't fuck with soup that much before I met you, because I was a child. You've really what's the word with religious
evangelized
people? You've really evangelized me into the soup thing.
I'm the soup man.
Also, I bought you the it doesn't matter, we're digressing. To let us know if you enjoyed the episode,
love you guys
tell
so
us
much.
About your potatoes.
Also, this is we should unpack this. I
think we unpacked the potatoes.
Yeah, we'll see you guys for the next episode. Like the episode, leave us reviews. Love you so much. Bye.